listen to. You can also catch the more recent ones right here on tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts, go to last week or whatever. And here we do, station ID. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. All right. Glad to have you back with us for our second hour of Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Betty, and Cindy will be back in a little while. You two were a part of my ministry at the church that I pastored in Indiana, Newcastle, for 7 years. And God brought us back together, and now you're a part of this ministry from a distance, and it is a joy, Betty and Cindy, both, to always have you with us. So cool, so wonderful. You're not on every single week. We have a team of eight that rotate, which is a blessing to have so many that want to share the Word of God on a regular basis with me. I love it. Love having y'all here. Betty, God is moving in these days. There's circumstances going on in everybody's lives, yours, mine, everybody, where things happen and we just are like, oh, God, I don't know how to fix this, or I don't know how this can be fixed. It's a mess, or whatever the case may be. And when we just present our needs to God, and as we've been talking in the first hour from 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, we don't know what to do. We're looking to you. That's the answer right here. Do you want to talk about that for a second? And also, well, I'll get back to you on that. Let's wait on that for a minute, because let's do this real quick. I want you to talk about our Thursday night show, because some of our audience may not know about it. And also want you to talk about our Facebook post, dear Betty Thomas.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's do the Facebook post first, because those are the ones that are current. They are inspiring. They are, some of them are actually life-changing. And what I mean by life-changing is that the Word of God goes forth. It goes forth in a 14 to 17 minute video that goes over Facebook, and usually on Wednesdays, sometimes on Thursdays. It just depends on
when I have time.
The move of the Lord in your life. Right,
that's right. When I have time to do it, yes.
And she has, she has always, Pastor Marcia has always put the Lord first in her life. And we, she feels like that, you know, refreshment in the middle of the week is needed. And the Facebook post or hashtag, trust, I forget, how many shows have you done now?
I don't know, because we'd started doing it the middle of January. And most weeks we've done one, but not all weeks. So I would say an average of, there's at least 25 or 30 out there. You can go to my page, Marcia McAllister Post. You can go to Beacon of Hope Ministries Posts. We're the Beacon of Hope that has the colored lighthouse, because there's other Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're the ones that has color in ours. We put it there to differentiate. And so, yeah, you can go there to catch them. And I love doing those, Betty. I never know what God's going to do there. Last week was, or 2 weeks ago, was hashtag give thanks. So that one's current. It's out there. There's a lot of them. There's so many of them. So you go there and you can find them. It's a joy to do that. I've been advised by some family members to cut them down just a little bit more because of attention span of people. What do you think, Betty?
Well, as a avid listener of your Facebook post, I say that it's the Lord that works through you, that if the word needs to go forth, I think that, you know, 14 to 17 minutes is perfectly fine. I think that sometimes we cut the Lord short if he has something he wants to say.
Okay.
And I feel that if people need to hear it, they will listen. And if, I know this is kind of, you know how me, I can critique very critically.
You're very good at critiquing, yes.
Critiquing, yes, that people can be, take 15 minutes out of your day and listen to the Facebook post, and it will inspire you. The Word of God is like a breath of fresh air. It's like a cold drink of water. It gives you life to get you through the rest of the day. You can hear Zoe's chant, you know, her little
my dog,
her dog Mac and Zoe. You can hear them in the background.
Uh-huh.
She changes backgrounds periodically,
right?
And it's never ever boring. It's never cool. It's something that maybe that word might not be for you at that time, but it may be that word for someone else that needs it.
Praise God.
And that's what God does. God knows our needs before we ask. Excuse me. And our first priority is the love of the Lord and the love of God. We want that love to be spread as many times as possible, because that's what we're supposed to do, is put
Amen.
God first. And that's what you're doing, and I love the Facebook post, and I think you're doing just fine.
Well, thank you. And I think that we should, all of us should share them as much as we can. That gets the word out there more and more and more. So do that. Go to our Facebook post for Words of Life. That's what we call it. We also have a Thursday night show. Betty, you're usually listening to Dr. Angel Falzoni and I on that Thursday night show. I'm Mama Mac, that's my other name, on that show. It's not a necessarily a Christian show, but it certainly has the Christian principles. It's a life coaching show, because Dr. Angel is a PhD and licensed mental health counselor. So what kind of topics do we cover on that Thursday night 1 hour at 6:06 p.m. right here on this same station?
Well, I'll give you two: parenting, giving you sound advice on critical issues that parents are facing, and abuse.
Those
are probably two of the shows that you've talked about the most is the wheel of abuse.
Right.
And it comes in so many different forms, both mental and physical. And one can be just as damaging as the other. And it has really helped me through this last year of people that I talk to, that you can hear the sadness and the disillusion that they have. And I have directed them to the site of Go Yard.
Yeah.
And it puts a new spin on things. It puts a different perspective on abuse and how you can handle it, how to set boundaries. You have alcohol, alcoholism, drug addiction.
We cover it all. There's nothing we don't cover.
You guys have covered a lot of issues in a very short period of time.
We're in our fourth year.
It's sound advice. It's free.
Praise God. Free counseling.
And it comes from someone who has studied it, who has been around it, like yourself. You've been around it for what, 26 years?
More, yeah. Mm-hmm.
30 years. I forget your
More.
Old as dirt to me.
That's all right.
But you both have such sound advice, good advice. It's not I still think it's biblically based.
Oh, it is biblically based. Absolutely.
It's sound advice.
Yeah. And go ahead.
And I think that that life in general is a wheel of abuse in so many cases. And I really, really enjoyed the last three shows, especially.
Yeah,
I even tried to call in on one.
Didn't go through?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
No, it was busy. So I know that, people, and that's when you had the question and answer.
Oh, yeah,
shows,
yeah.
Which are absolutely phenomenal, because people have questions and they're answered right there on the air.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic
call-in
show. I can't say enough about it.
Go Yard is the name of it, which means hitting home run in life. So catch that every 6:06 p.m. on Thursday night, every Thursday night right here on this station, TanTalkNetwork.com. That's our life coaching show. We're going to get to that song I didn't play earlier, so it must mean I was supposed to play it right now, Believe by the Katinas.
If you choose to believe. Thank you.
faith in him. It's gonna be all right. You know, just trying to get you to understand that it all comes down to believing. Even when you can't see, 'cause everything you'll ever need, he's already provided. Just believe.
Believe, that's what it's all about. That song really says that you gotta believe. Okay, we are talking today on Living the Good Life at 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Betty and Cindy are here with me. Cindy's back with us on her way to work. There was a prophetic word that happened here in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 14. When Jehoshaphat got everybody in prayer of agreement, they're in agreement. They are coming before God. They're saying, here's our mess. Here's what's going on. We don't know what to do. We're looking to you. And then a prophetic word comes out, a word from God through an individual. That's what a prophetic word is. And this is the word, God's word. Don't be afraid. This can apply to all of us, guys. Don't be afraid. Don't pay any mind to this vandal horde. You know, whatever's coming against you, it can be a bunch of stuff. Or it can be a bunch of people or a lot of situations. And here's what the prophetic word said. This is God's war, not yours. That's for somebody out there right now. There's some of you are in a tremendous war of situations going on in your lives. And God says to us today, let it be his war, not yours. Okay? Tomorrow, it says, you will go after them and see they're already on their way. They're coming up here. You won't have to lift a hand. This was a specific prophetic word for that situation that God spoke through Jehaziel. And he said, here's what's going to happen. They're coming. They're on their way. Yeah, they are. But you're not going to have to lift a hand. You're not going to have to lift a hand in this battle. Just stand firm. You know, sometimes God gives us specific direction to do in a tough situation. But here, the direction was, you're not going to have to lift a hand. Just stand firm. Judah and Jerusalem, and watch God's saving work for you take shape. Don't be afraid. That is mentioned again, second time. Don't be afraid. Don't waver. March out boldly tomorrow. God is with you. That's for all of us. God is with you. He never leaves you. You just mentioned it, Betty. God never leaves you. God is with us. And then here we go to verse 18, where we're talking about face down today, it seems like. And I started to say this before our break. One of my friends in Indiana, who actually I was so blessed to be able to spend time with this week and meet for lunch near where my kids live, and we were talking about just the old times of services at Cornerstone and things that God did. And I saw that she put a post yesterday on Facebook, and it was just a picture of people in a church all laying out on the floor face down. And it said, enough said, or this says it all. I think it said, this says it all. And here we are today talking about that face down. And Jehoshaphat knelt down here in verse, I think it's 18 because I'm in the Message Bible, bowing with his face to the ground. All Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshiping God. The Levites, both, all of them stood to their feet then to begin to praise God, the God of Israel. They praised at the top of their lungs. But the praise was preceded by surrender. Betty, you were just talking about that. Cindy, there are so many times in our lives where we need to learn to do the face plant thing, where we go into intercession, we go into submission to God, we face down it. You know what I'm saying, Cindy? Talk to us.
Yes, that is, well, when we say, you know, get into our prayer closet.
Right.
I mean, that's like when we really go to battle.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, it's so
crucial. We're at the end of our rope. I mean, it's something that it's, I don't know, it's in your spirit. I mean, you can pray daily. You can pray when you get up in the morning. You can pray over a situation. But when you go into your prayer closet and you're face down and you're on your knees, and, you know, that is a time where, I mean, it's a situation where that's all we know to do.
I mean, yeah, amen.
I mean, that's when we really want to see the miracle.
Yes.
I guess that's when we want to see the miracle, when we need to do this.
When we're really serious about the situation, you're right. Sometimes
it's humbling.
It is, you know, humbling. Good point. Good point.
To the Lord and just giving Him everything that we've got. We're not holding anything back when we do that.
You are so right. Talk to us, Betty, on this point. Face down. Time for that. It's time for that.
There, and I think the more we do it, the more we will receive, the more we will hear.
Amen.
The voice of the Good Shepherd.
Yes.
And I've learned over the last few months, I guess, is I do a lot of talking, and I don't do enough listening. And one of the things that I've kind of, and I think I've told you this and I've told the listeners, is I've kind of changed the way I do things in my own life. Is I begin, and here, is I begin to understand God a little bit more in my life, is by thanking Him and praising Him first.
Yes.
And I begin to understand what it means to be face down and surrender.
Right.
Is that you learn to be obedient. You learn to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. And I've tried so hard in the last few weeks is to let the word of God, seems like it's just been going in one ear and out the other. And I so want to understand, God, what are you trying to tell me? And I know Cindy was talking about this at the very beginning of the show. God, what are you trying to show me? Mm-hmm. What are you doing through this change, this going on in my life, in my spiritual life? I probably shouldn't even be talking about this. It's just probably between me and God. But He's taking us into a new realm of worship. He's taking us into a new dimension. And I don't mean this weirdly. I mean, He wants us to come so reverently to the throne of His, to where He is.
Right.
He meets us there, okay? And we take on a new persona, so to speak, is we take on a different kind of prayer language. We take on a greater prayer life. It just seems to be more powerful
intense.
Than it ever has,
yes,
has
intense.
Before. Mm-hmm. And when you join up with, like Jehoshaphat did, when you join up and you agree together on agreeing on any one thing, is that it just seems to be moving quicker.
Yeah.
That it seems to take a hold quicker. And for those who have stepped away from God and think that He's not working in your life, you've got to find Him again. You've got
Amen.
To find Him
Amen.
Where you've left Him. Because this is what God's trying to tell us through these scriptures. And I had asked, you had sent me the scripture. And I thought, no, I read it wrong. So I asked Cindy, I said, Cindy, where are we going to be? Are we really going to be in 2 Chronicles chapter 20? And I mean, I read the chapter 3 or 4 times until God said, okay, now let me explain it to you.
Praise
God. I was trying to do this all on my own.
Right.
It's like, okay, I've read this. I've read it. I was even showering, and I turned on my Bible app and let it read it to me, and it's like, now let me explain to you what I'm trying to tell you through this word. And once I listened, once I shut
Woo,
up.
Praise God.
Listen, it hit home. And it's amazing what God will do when we face plant down.
Yes.
And say, okay, God, Daddy, what do you want? Daddy, God, what do you want me? Papa, what do you want me to do? What are you trying to tell me here? And if we shut up and listen, he will tell us. He will tell us, it's whether it's through his word, whether it's through a word from you or a friend, through a Bible passage or whatever. God's answers are there. God's answers are there. Always have been and always will be.
And that's really what you're describing is what happened here, because Jehoshaphat knelt down and to his face to the ground, worshiping God. The Levites stood at their feet, began to praise God, because people began to see God was doing something, and they praised at the top of their lungs. This is before the victory. They praised before the victory, people. They were up early in the morning in verse 20 of 2 Chronicles 20. They marched to the wilderness of Tekoa, and Jehoshaphat stood up and said, listen, Judah and Jerusalem, listen to what I have to say. Very important next phrase. Believe firmly in God, your God, and your lives will be firm. Believe in your prophets, you'll come out on top. In other words, pay attention to the Rhema word of God. Pay attention to what God is saying. Believe that God has your situation, because he does. And after talking it over with the people, Jehoshaphat appointed a choir for God, dressed in holy robes. And listen to this, because this had to be God's direction. They were to march ahead of the troops singing. Now, wait a minute. In our natural minds, that would have killed them. The enemy would have come. They would have killed all those singers and praisers, and then they would have gone after the army, Jehoshaphat's army. But God said, put the singers and the praisers first, in
Amen.
Front of the
Amen.
The army. And they were to sing this thing over and over again. We give thanks to God. Give thanks to God. His love never quits. Give thanks to God. His love never quits. Thanksgiving. Give thanks to God. His love never quits. Talk to us, Cindy. Woo, I love this. Wow. Specific direction from God that seem contrary to human knowledge.
It's like the weapon going before them was the word. The weapon was the praise. God used their singing and their praising as the weapon against the enemy.
Exactly.
I'm like Betty, where she sat with God, taking us to a new level in prayer and meeting him at the throne. You know, when usually I use my prayer language when I'm in private and that's sacred between me and the Lord, or if I'm in worship service, I started in purposefully praying in the spirit when I'm praying with others or for others, like my family.
Sure, yeah.
And I had a real intense situation.
Amen.
Where, I needed to pray in the spirit over my son and the family situation. And my little granddaughter Isabel was there, so she got a hold of that, you know, and she's very spiritual. So we were saying prayers one night before bedtime, and she said, Nana, will you pray in your language?
Wow, and praise God.
I said, oh, well, of course. But it was so... it was just so wonderful, you know, that she caught on to that and wanted to be a part of that. And I had the opportunity to explain to her what that is and about the Holy Spirit. And it's like God is saying we need to be bolder in our prayer.
Oh, I agree.
Bolder in public, bolder when we go to the throne. And
yes,
ask.
Yes.
So much of the time, you know, we take, I don't know, know. I take prayer for granted. I pray, but I mean, we're in a time now and in situations that I think that we just, it's going to take more than just what we've been doing.
Yes.
Usually we go to our faith when we're desperate, but, you know, we don't have to do that. You know, we can go boldly to the throne face down every day.
Woo!
In every way.
Yes.
And I just don't think that I have realized the magnificent difference that can make when we get that close to God.
Oh, amen. You're right on. You're both right on. Betty, did you want to comment to that before we do this song?
Just amen.
Amen. Woo! And so when we come boldly face down to the throne and we are declaring our pain, as it says here, Jehoshaphat said, when you're praying out your pain and your trouble and you're just putting it there before God and you don't have the answer, but you know he does. Woo! This song's going to bless you. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. An old song, one of my favorites. Let it get down on the inside of you, dear audience. God will make a way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. And strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. Heaven and earth will fade.
love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. And he will. And he did. Right here in 2 Chronicles 20. And so Jehoshaphat put the praisers and the singers out in front of the army. And they were to sing, give thanks to God, his love never quits. And in verse 22 of 2 Chronicles 20, as soon as they started shouting and praising, God set ambushes against the bad guys, Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. And they were attacking as they were attacking Judah. And they all ended up dead. The Ammonites and Moabites mistakenly attacked those from Mount Seir and massacred them. Then they were so confused, they went at each other and all ended up killed. As Judah came up over the rise, looking into the wilderness for the horde of barbarians, they looked on a killing field of dead bodies, not a living soul among them. And the enemy was confused because of praise. Oh, that'll preach. That whole concept will preach. Talk to me, Cindy. The enemy was confused because of the praise and the thanksgiving.
It just blows my mind the miracles that God performed in Scripture. That's killing us. I mean, to confuse the enemy, confuse the devil by praise. I mean, he thinks that we're going to be crying and weeping and moaning, poor, poor, pitiful me, when he brings this stuff on us and the heartache and, you know, and that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to fold and give in and buckle down and
you mean,
go in the towel.
You mean the enemy wants us to do that? You are so right.
The enemy wants us, that's what his goal is, to break us and, you know, have us give up and lose faith. But, you know, if we continue to praise and worship and sing songs of praise to God and repeat scripture, you know, that can, it's not what he's expecting from us. So obviously, you know, he's confused. You know, he tries to intimidate us and break our spirit. But when we stand up and fight with those, with praise and worship, and sometimes that's all we have. We in the natural can't fight that battle. You know, we're not able to, or we're not strong enough to, emotionally or physically, when we're going through some of that stuff. Sometimes that's all we have is our praise and our worship. And when the devil sees us doing that, then, you know, it makes me mad, let alone confusing him. And it makes him flee, like, you know, he turns around and runs because he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't, we do that, he does not expect it.
You're so right. It confuses him. It just drives him crazy. All of a sudden, why aren't they sitting over there withering from fear? What's wrong with them, you know? Woo, talk to us, Betty.
If you look at it that way, there is, it just shows you what happens in the spiritual realm of what God does when we start to praise, is that it shines a light into the darkness. It makes the darkness wither. And when they began to praise God and tell them that, you know, we give thanks to God, his love never quits, that's what caused the confusion. Is that it was that tug of war going on. It was between the battle between good and evil, the evil desires of the armies. It's like they had this evil desire, but God had another plan. God was saying, I don't think so. And he showed them exactly what praise can do, that it defeated the armies, that when they came over the hill, they were all dead.
Crazy.
So that just shows you right there.
Yes.
What praise and through praise, first of all, through praise and prayer can do.
Oh, absolutely.
It shines the light through the darkness. It confuses the enemy or Satan. It takes him into, it brings forth joy. It brings forth victory. And that's exactly what happens at that point in time. it just showed the power of Almighty God.
Oh, yeah.
It showed the victory for Jehoshaphat and the people, because they came expecting. They came enthused. They became vibrant again. They began when the praises, I mean, it's just like all through Scripture, the Jericho, through all of this, through all of the Bible, it explains what happens when God's people come together.
That's right.
In one accord, you praise and
yes.
prayer.
And when we give thanks and we praise Him, even though we don't see the change yet, it's as we go into that battle and we are praising and we are thanking Him in advance for the victory, that God sees that and God moves. And when we look here in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 24, as Judah came up over the rise, that's the army of Judah, looking into the wilderness for the horde of barbarians, they looked on a killing field of dead bodies. Not a living soul among them. Wouldn't you rather, audience, have God fight your battles? Well, there's an easy way to, not easy, nothing's easy, I guess, but there is this scriptural way to let God fight that battle for you, and that is to submit face down, to say, God, I don't know what your plan here is in this situation, but I am so willing to listen to your plan. I want your direction. Verse 25. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to carry off the plunder, they found more loot than they could carry off. Equipment, clothing, valuables. It took 3 days to cart it all away. And on the fourth day, they came together at the Valley of Blessing, Barakah in the Hebrew, and blessed God. That's how it got the name Valley of Blessing, because they came together after they had gotten all this plunder, all this stuff that happened. The enemy was dead, and they had carried off the plunder. And then, in verse 27, Jehoshaphat led all the men of Judah and Jerusalem back to Jerusalem, an exuberant parade. God had given them a joyful relief from their enemies. And they entered Jerusalem and came to the temple of God with all their instruments of the band playing. And when the surrounding kingdoms got word of what God had done, the fear of God descended on them, and Jehoshaphat heard no more from them. As long as Jehoshaphat reigned, peace reigned. Whoa. Do you know that the devil is afraid of you? If you are following God's word, if you are listening to Him, if you are face down, if you are seeking God's answer for your situations, if you are coming boldly to the throne of grace, if you are marching forward into everything God has for you, and you may not know the outcome, but when you stand strong, you'll be just like Jehoshaphat here. There was so much blessing that they named that valley the Valley of Blessing. It could have been the Valley of Death for the army of Judah. But it was not. It was the Valley of Blessing. Both of you, I want to hear from you. Cindy first, because I'm not sure what time you got to walk in the door to work. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a drive yet.
Okay.
And that's the blessing in finding this new home, because it cuts my commute in half.
Great.
Which was the goal in taking the job. I knew I had to move closer. So.
Great. Fantastic.
Thank God. He's pulled this all together for me. The job is a blessing. The new home will be a blessing. In financial blessing, I just can't give Him enough thanks for what He's doing in my life right now.
You're in the Valley of Blessing, Barakah.
I'm in the Valley of Blessing. I am. In the scripture, I just love, when they're scooping up all the loot, the word says there was so much. I mean, just so many blessings you can't contain is how I look at that, how I look at life. I mean, sometimes God just gives you so many blessings that you're so overwhelmed with joy.
Amen.
That you can't help but continue to praise and thank Him. And part of that fighting the enemy It's just staying faithed up, you know.
Yes, yes.
Just keep that
faithed up. Yes.
And standing firm all the time, even in the battle, going into it, is never lose. I mean, you get downtrodden and you want to give up sometimes. Your faith wavers, but if you can hang on with
Amen.
Just enough faith, knowing what you know, knowing the truth, you know, the enemy will run the other way.
Absolutely.
That you are standing firm, you are not giving up. You know, he knows me, he knows where my faith is at, and he can beat me up all he wants, but at the end of the day, I'm not giving up on God.
Amen. Amen. Talk to us, Betty. Good point, Cindy. Betty, talk.
Well, you know, we are delivered from this present evil world, and we are seated with Christ in heavenly
Amen.
Places, are we not?
Yeah, we are, yes.
Yes, we are. We reside in God's kingdom, and that's where it, you know, when it seems to be no way, God will make a way.
Amen.
You know, that song, I played it, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and I sent it along with a prayer request many times because
yes, yes.
It just seems like that, you know, some people are beginning to think, okay, God, you're doing this to me on purpose. You know, I've done this and I've done that, and I know you're doing this on purpose. No, that's not the truth. That's a lie of the devil. And that's where we are the light. We are the light in this world, and we have to take that light into this world, which is Jesus's word. And we've got to be believers. We've got to be overcomers.
Mm-hmm.
That because through the power of Almighty God, he has made a way for us in so many areas that we probably couldn't even begin to imagine.
Right.
He's got a plan for your life, and he's going to see it through.
Yes.
You just have to have faith and trust in him that in his timing, it will come to pass.
Amen.
And We just have to trust. We have to believe, and it's hard. It's hard because, you know, we can't see it yet. You know, we can't see it, and we want to see it, but again, just have faith, trust in God, and believe.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. I was going to do a different song here, but God has said, and I'm going back to You Deliver Me Again by Selah. And we played it earlier in the show, but that's all right. Listen to these words. Let it get down on the inside of you and claim that God is delivering you.
Lift me up above the plain. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go. Showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When I feel like I can't go on, You deliver me. When the road is winding, way too long, You deliver me. You deliver me. Yeah. Oh. I feel like a sinner. Sins have been washed clean. An absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven. Sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given. I feel like I can't go on.
Deliverer, whatever you're going through right now, dear one, God wants to be your deliverer. He wants to set you free from whatever bondage you are under or whatever situation is pulling you under. God wants to set you free and lift you up. Begin to thank him. Begin to tell him that his love never quits. Give thanks to God ahead of what you see in your situation. Go right ahead and start thanking him for the answer before you see it. Dear Lord, we lift up our listeners right now. You know who they are and who they will be in weeks and months and years ahead as these shows are heard around the globe. Lord, we know you know each of us personally. We're engraved on the palm of your hand. Lord, we ask for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit in our listeners as they listen, as they hear your word spoken, as their faith increases, as they realize that you are the great Almighty God who can and will deliver them from the situation they're in. Lord, we give you glory and praise right now because you're the one that's doing it. You're the one that's done the show. We thank you for the opportunity to speak your word and to encourage our listeners with your mighty power and the word of God this day. Lord, set people free. Deliver them. Give them peace. Give them encouragement. Give them relief where there is relief needed. Give them joy where joy needs to replace mourning and sadness. Give them comfort for their grieving. Give them healing for their pain. This we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Whoa. Talk to us, Cindy, before you get off here. I know you got to go.
You know, one thing that I have learned with my walk with the Lord is you have to have patience. Sometimes it's deliberate. It doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
Sometimes it takes weeks, months, sometimes years. In situations that I prayed for people for change in their situation, it has taken years for it to come to pass. And never did I doubt that he would do it, but it's kind of one of those things you put on the back burner like, well, you know, I don't know when it's going to happen. But when it does, and you see those changes in a person or in their situation that you prayed for, you know, a number
wow.
of years, it's like, wow, you know, he didn't forget. He's been working on that all along. It didn't, like, we didn't get in the situation we're in overnight, okay? We didn't, some of the things that happened to us didn't just happen. We developed a way of life or a pattern or habits or, you know, not always, but a lot of times.
Right. Good point.
It just doesn't unfold before our eyes instantly. It can, don't get me wrong, but I know that with praying for something that God do, sometimes it takes longer than we expect. So, you know, don't give up. You
right. Gotta, and good
I think
point.
Maybe that's because it helps us increase our faith, or we grow more in trust with Him, whatever He's trying to teach us in that situation. I just want the listeners to understand, don't give up.
Amen.
If you claim something and you pray for it, God will do it. As
right.
long as you believe He will and you hold on to your faith, you know, just don't give up and say, oh, He's not going to do it. He's
Amen.
Not listening to me, because that's not true.
Amen.
Sometimes He just takes longer to do what He's trying to do.
Good word there, Cindy. Good advice. I appreciate it. And yes, Betty, talk to us about all of this. God wants to just move mightily in our listeners' our lives. I feel it. And I agree with Cindy. Sometimes it takes a while, but when we get ourselves in the right position to accept it, what God's doing, and to be patient if necessary, endurance, all of that. Wow. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, one of the areas of that really helped me is through the Psalms. And if you would allow me to read Psalm 18.
Of course, read it. One of my favorites.
It says, I love you, O Lord, my strength.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer.
Amen.
My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation and my stronghold.
Yes.
I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. And the enemies can be anything from a bad marital situation, an abusive situation. Someone out there is listening is depression.
Mm-hmm.
They need healing.
Amen.
God is, He is your deliverer. He is your
Amen.
Provider. He is your comforter.
Yes.
He will be there for you when you need Him.
Amen.
And as Cindy has said, and Pastor Marcia has said, if God be for us, who can be against
Amen.
Us?
Amen.
And again, I pray that get into the Word. Get into the Word of God and let it refresh you. Let it get deep down in you. As I know, even when we pray the sinner's prayer, is start with, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. I mean, they're it's such a blessing to know that someone loves you enough to die for you.
Amen.
And that was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And let the love of God just well up inside of you so that when you're walking and you're talking, let the light shine into this dark world and be one of the light sabers in this world to cut down the darkness, and let God be your guide and your light.
Amen. Woo, that's so well said for both of you. Great show. Loved you both being on today. Reminded me of those years at Cornerstone with all that God was doing in Indiana. And so grateful. I'm so grateful and thankful for both of you and your friendship and your love and you being a part of the ministry here at Beacon of Hope. We encourage our listeners to go back to some of our shows. As I said earlier, we have hundreds on our website, and that's www.bohmglobal.com. If you want to hear a recent one, because we've been in this series, Who Is He? For a few weeks. The recent ones in the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks are still here. We haven't transferred them to the website yet. TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcasts. Go to Living the Good Life. That's the name of this show. The Thursday night show, the name of it is Go Yard. So you can do the same thing. TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcasts. Go to Go Yard to hear some of our recent shows. We are still in our series on Go Yard on It's Complicated, Surviving Divorce. So catch that this Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Cindy. You're both such a blessing. God bless you both for your time and your effort. And we encourage you to look for the Facebook posts and go to my post, Marcia McAllister, or go to Beacon of Hope Ministries. posts, and you will find a lot of them there for you to watch and to learn the word. The whole goal is to get the word of God down on the inside of us, isn't it, audience? That's what it's all about. If you have a prayer request, we encourage you to go to prayers at bohmglobal.com. That's our prayer line, email prayer line, 24/7, 365. Betty, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, and Shell will pick up, one of them will pick up your request and get it out to the prayer team. You can be a part of the prayer team by going to prayers at bohmglobal.com and say, put me on that list. Go ahead, do it. So, with all of that said, it's not far to Jesus. He's right here. He's waiting. He wants to move in your life. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, Betty and Cindy, bringing you Living the Good Life today from Clearwater, Florida. God bless you. Have a great week, and we'll see you right here. I'm going to be in this chair next Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, God willing. And the creek don't rise, right? All right. See you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Safely to his side. There's no need.